Thank you for joining us for this podcast. I'm Omar, the team lead content creator for Stonefly Inc. And joining me for this webinar is Qais Nouri, our digital marketer at Stonefly. And making another guest appearance is Mota Masabi, the founder and the CEO of Stonefly Inc. Thank you for joining us, Mo. It's an honor to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Okay, so today's topic is centered around backup infrastructure and answering questions about enterprise challenges, about backup and disaster recovery, reduced downtime, and specifically the process of selecting the right backup disaster recovery solution. So Mo, we know backup and disaster recovery is a must for every business. They need it for business continuity, they need it for compliance regulations, for example, like HIPAA, FedRAMP, CGIS. So how do they approach this challenge? How do they build up a backup and disaster recovery infrastructure that serves the enterprise use case?
Yeah, so mostly, you know, the backup and disaster recovery can be very simple or very complex. It depends on how you approach it, and then, you'll be able to answer the questions such as RTO and RPO, which are basic to disaster recovery. And some of that is that, like, RTO is recovery time objective and recovery point objective. So what those means is that simply is how far back do you want to recover? So it means that how far back you can go and you can tolerate to get your data back. Means, you know, if you are going to backup or incrementals or any kind of policy you have every half an hour, so you know the you can go back, like, maybe if the failure happens, maximum 30 minutes you would lose, and you could be within like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, up to 30 minutes. So your time part of recovery point objective is half an hour. So basically, if you can tolerate that, then it's 30 minutes. Now, another point is that if you have recovery time objective, means that how long does it take you to actually recover and restore the operations and have business continuity. So these two parameters are the basic to, first thing you have to ask your questions: what are your tolerances? What's your business requirement for, going back in time? How much you can lose, and then how fast do you want to get back into your business? So these are the two parameters that pretty much defines your what kind of appliance, what kind of high availability, and what kind of equipment, what kind of cloud if you want, what kind of network you want, and so on and so forth. So that's a lot of things. So, and then, how many physical appliances you have, how many virtual appliances or hosts you have. So those are, determines the size of the backup appliance you need, and the complexity of your backups, and those actually contribute. And then, of course, how much terabytes you have, and what kind of policy you have as far as retention policy and those things. So if you be able to answer some of these questions, you kind of approach to kind of form an idea of what kind of this kind of appliance or cloud or combination of these or remote unit you would have, be able to deploy that, meet these requirements. So now, if you really approach that, and have this type of data available to you, then you go into, of course, and seeing, do you need an appliance? Do you need the software? Do you need cloud? Explaining all this is that appliance is basically a backup unit, which basically it has all the components that you need to have a mini data center, basically, in your location. So that consists of storage, which might be a SAN and NAS and object storage. So three types of storage might be available or you might need. It depends, again, your requirements, which we go into it a little bit more. Then you might need a virtual environment to spin up your virtual machines. In case of disaster recovery, you might need to have one of the component integrated backup software itself. And so if these appliances, like let's say it's a data center in the box or backup appliance, which in case that if the disaster happened, you'd be able not only backing up your you use it for backup, but also you use it for spinning up your the machine that failed or the host that failed. So it's again, it's it depends on your requirement. Are you looking at just the backup, or are you looking at restoring the environment quickly and then spinning it up on another appliance, which is a backup appliance? And then you have to look at, are you going to have secondary? Are you going to have the same appliance somewhere else, for example, and you would have replication to that remote location, or that remote location would be cloud. So these are some of the things that you have to look at and see which one actually fits the backup appliance, what kind of requirement as far as the terabytes you have, what kind of memory and CPU you have in case that you want to spin up the virtual machines, what kind of integrated storage you need, SAN, NAS, and object storage, what kind of data services you have, like snapshot, replication, dedupe, encryption, tiering, caching, cloud connects, and all those things that are required for you to not only protect the appliance, because at the same time, this appliance has to be somehow, you have to protect it, for example, against ransomware, any kind of malwares or any kind of tampering and so on and so forth. So it has to be resilient toward those. Some people just buy a server and Windows and installs their backup software. That's probably the worst thing possible you can do. One is that it's very prone to all the problems that we just talked about, ransomware, malwares, tampering, everything else. Windows is very vulnerable. The first thing can get attacked is your backup, which is critical for you to need. That's your recovery. And so you are exposing that pretty much to those problems. And so backup appliance actually can help you in protecting yourself and then optimizing. For example, the dedupe can optimize the space and the way the files are actually saved on the storage. The tiering can help you in performance, the ability to have multiple times performance than just regular disk, and those hot tier, cold tier type of thing tiering. Caching also can help you in performance as far as bringing the data in and make it available for restoring or anything that you want to do. The type of storage you use, for example, if it's integrated SAN in this appliance, can help you to map databases which need SAN storage, block mode storage, and it helps you with IOPS and performance, because all the backup software pretty much use SQL databases, and the SQL databases are very I/O intensive, and so it would be ideal to have a SAN system rather than just a bunch of drives, behind the RAID unit or something. And then the NAS would be a shared repository, which if you are going to run parallel proxies and things like that, you'll be able to use that. So a backup appliance has all this feature integrated. Also, it has the integrated networking system, which is very high speed within the appliance. So your backup software is actually connected to the storage through the high speed virtual network, and that you can optimize in a very good way. And then that brings you a lot of low latency between your backup and storage, and usually we see 3x to 10x lower latency not going through the switch, and having a server connected to a SAN and a switch and in between and all that kind of thing. So backup appliance has a lot of pluses, and these are some of the pluses. So fully integrated appliance and turnkey appliance is my recommendation, mostly because I see that best practices are used and implemented, optimized, and ready to go. And these appliances, of course, you know, they would have, you know, associated backup software integrated into them. And that could be from a major a backup software such as Veeam, Acronis, Commvault, Veritas, you know, and other things, AirTools and things like that. So, you know, the backup software is the choice of the customer, you know, and requirement of what they feel that is the best, is ease of use, the way their GUI works, the functionality works and meets the requirements. So, you know, everybody is a little bit different on the backup software itself, but the appliance, if it has best practices, optimized practices, and it's fully integrated, and you know, it comes in, of course, different flavors of it, you know, and you can get a single node, you can get high availability backup appliances, or you can go all the way to a scale-out backup appliances. So these appliances are built for a small business, mid-sized business, all the way to the large and largest business that you can imagine. You know, so backup scale-out appliances can go to multiple hundreds of nodes, and so and can spin up thousands of VMs on it. So, you know, there's no limitation. It's very linearly scales, and people can, you know, they scale it as their need grows on performance, on capacity, and so on and so forth. So these are available right now in the market. As I said, purchasing this type of appliance from people who are actually have optimized this and they have used best practices with any of the backup software integrations and so on and so forth, you know, it would speed up your process of deployment and reliability and long-term maintenance and lower cost of ownership. Okay?
Okay. So I guess we just covered pretty much our second question, which was how do company choose the right backup infrastructure to ensure reduced downtimes and high availability for mission critical workloads. But if we just do it in a very short way and a few key points, how would you answer this question?
In well, a very, it, yeah, points? So there's the high availability. Actually, it's you know, it has to do with redundancy. So redundancy is one within the appliance itself, and one another one between locations and the type of equipment. What that means that within appliance, you of course have to have redundancy: the power supply, the controllers, the storage, every component that you have in this system. The more redundancy you have, the very high availability you have. So these appliances can start with RAID controllers, dual power supplies, and things like that, and all the way to the storage controllers, and then more and more of something, you know. So you can have, you know, very highly available unit. It depends on what, you know, your budget is. So so that's the appliance itself. And then, you know, then do you have redundancy of this appliance somewhere else in the different form? Do you have, like, another appliance remotely? Okay, that would be creating a location redundancy or cloud. And cloud is probably the very good choice as well. You know, for example, we at the Stonefly, we do have appliance which is remote, and the same appliances we have in Microsoft Azure. So in all Microsoft Azures, Stonefly appliance exists, and so you can actually replicate your on-prem appliance all the way to Microsoft Data Center and use one of the Stonefly appliances in Microsoft Data Center anywhere worldwide. You know, so basically that will help you to have multiple copies of your backup or you know, replication, and at the same time it provides you multiple places that you can you know, get recovery from the backup to restore your backup and run your workload there or spin up your backup and have full disaster recovery. So that really helps you if you have partial failure or you have a full failure. If you have a partial failure, you might be able to recover locally on the appliance. And if you have full failure, on the site failure, we call it, then you can go to other locations and be able to have that location redundancy and be able to, restore yourself and have a business continuity.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here, Mo.
Sure.
And that's it for this webinar.
Please
like and subscribe to our channels. And if you have any questions regarding this, you can contact us in the comment section, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.